Good morning and welcome to the annual enrolment service for the 10th Newton Abbey Boys Brigade. I'm absolutely delighted to see so many people here this morning and see so many mummies and daddies and out to support the boys. And big welcome to Tim and Lindsay. It's the first time I've seen them back since Brazil. Just going to open in prayer. We just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we give thanks today for bringing us all here safely. We thank you for the opportunity that Boys Brigade affords us to be involved with these young kids and open their eyes to the Lord. I ask you to bless every head bowed here today, young and old. And Lord, I pray that you will be with us, with us throughout the service, and that we will enjoy the service, and that the promises made here and that the word we hear will be meaningful to everyone. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Okay, our opening hymn is Will Your Anchor Hold? Thank you.
Actions. And you see how far back the church goes? See the man in the very top, away at the very back? He wants to hear you singing.
Not shouting.
He wants to hear you singing. And he wants to see you doing the actions.
Because there's not that many of us.
All right, because we're very small in numbers today, aren't we? So we're going to sing the wise man.
Our BB is growing, and for that we are truly thankful. However, we still need more helpers, we need more officers. If you feel that you would like to get involved, please come and speak to me, even if it's just maybe to take a Bible class, to take PE some night, or you have a skill you could pass on for badge work. It would be brilliant. It would be so much appreciated and be such a big help for us. I would like to take this opportunity to thank all of you who have prayed for us. The support we've received this year has been amazing and has certainly carried us through a very difficult year. And despite all the hardships that we have faced, we have felt God's presence with us every step of the way. And I'm thankful for each and every one of these boys sitting in front of me today, and the officers, of course. And it's such a pleasure to be able to teach these boys about God, about Jesus, and to make sure that they're enjoying themselves and having fun while we're doing it. And I'm sure that if we sat down with everybody and asked them all to come up with things we're thankful for, we could maybe reach 10,000 reasons. And I have chosen our next song to help us remember that we should be thankful for each and every little thing that comes our way. So we're just going to sing 10,000 Reasons. Thanks, Glenn. Just ask you to be standing. Thank you. Apologies. Sorry, Glenn. Okay, thank you. Start again from the second verse. Sorry.
Just pray for the offering that's just been lifted. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you're a good God, a God of love, and the one true God who never changes and always keeps his promises. Lord, we know that all good gifts come from you, and we thank you for the many things you provide for us on a daily basis. Please accept these tithes and offerings as a small token of our appreciation, and we pray that it will be used for the extension of your kingdom. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
You're all very welcome to Christchurch this morning. It's good to have you. Good to have the 10th Newton Abbey Company of Boys Brigade. You're all very welcome, and we trust that you will be blessed as we gather together. It is encouraging to see so many boys involved in the Boys Brigade, and to see them under the sound of the Word of God, and that is always a good thing and a great thing in this day and age. I think at this stage I'll ask all the officers to come forward, please, and if you'll stand and face the music. All right, so please, all officers. Right. And then I'm going to face you and address you folks, and you all can listen in. Right, thank you so much. The Church of Jesus Christ was commissioned by its Lord to go into all the world and make disciples of all nations. The Boys Brigade is part of the church and rejoices that it is called to share in this task, and in particular to give nurture to the boys of the company and to present them with the claims of Jesus Christ. Today the leaders and our company have come to pledge themselves afresh to this work. Let us therefore commit them to the Lord as we pray together. So let's just bow together in prayer. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you that in every generation you entrust young people to us, to the care of the church and for the nurture of the things of God in their lives, and to exercise a ministry amongst them. Grant that by your power and the power of the Holy Spirit, that those who pledge themselves afresh to this service today may be enabled to fulfill this task through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Tracy Johnson, Anne Dewey, Laura Carson, Nicola Walker, Grace Gordon, Rachel Brown, Sharon Wilson, Stuart Luke, Alan Cunningham, Kate McCoy, Gareth Devlin, James Brown, and Sharon Brown, the leaders of the 10th Newton Abbey Company of the Boys Brigade. You've been called by God to the work of caring for and training the boys of our company. Will you, by your work and example, seek to advance Christ's kingdom and work in partnership with the church to share the gospel of Jesus Christ? There's a second question this year. Will you, by prayer and personal preparation, seek to equip yourself in every possible way for this service? Did you all hear that? Can we, after two, hear it again? One, two. All right, thank you. May God give you the grace to be faithful to him and successful in your work for him in the Boys Brigade. God bless. James, Gareth, Sharon, Stuart, Alan, Tracy, Anne. Now we ask our junior leaders to stand. And you can be seated. Now it's your turn to face the music. Staff Sergeants Adam Coomber and Adam Kelso of the 10th Newton Abbey Company of the Boys Brigade, your captain has shown faith and confidence in you by promoting you to these ranks. Do you now promise, with God's help, to support your officers loyally, to carry out your duties cheerfully, and at all times to set a good example to other boys of the company? I do. May God help you to keep your promise and play your part in the service of others. God bless. Thank you, Mary. Now we come to a time when we enroll the whole company and ask all the boys to stand at this time. Thank you. So everybody stand. Or if you want, attention. Now you boys, you have to all listen to this question because you're all going to have to answer. And I think you might be able to answer a lot better than the leaders. What do you think? So we'll do a wee practice for how you answer, all right? On two, whenever I say one, two, you say I do, all right? Will we try it? Just we practice. All right, one, two.
I do. I do.
I'm glad he didn't shout, I won't. All right, as you're all now standing to attention, as members of the Boys Brigade, you are part of the worldwide family of the church. Do you promise to be a loyal member of the Boys Brigade and to support the activities of the company? One, two. May God help you to keep your promise and give you the strength to overcome temptation and to be loyal to our great captain and savior Jesus Christ. And finally, I have a question for all the congregation, so if the congregation would please stand as well. And here's the charge that I put to you. Do you promise to support the work of the company of the Boys Brigade and to pray for its leaders and boys that God will keep them sure and steadfast in their faith? Let us pray together then for the Boys Brigade. Let's all pray together. Bless, Lord, the Boys Brigade that meets here in Christ Church, Congregational Church. We pray, dear Father, for the 10th Newton Abbey Company of the Boys Brigade. Thank you for all that has been accomplished in the years past. We thank you, Lord, that many that have passed through this company, some of them have become leaders in churches, ministers. Some of them, Lord, have been involved in the work of God. Some of them, Lord, have taken a leading role in Christian homes and Christian families. And to that we want to give you praise and thanks for all that you've done. Thank you, Lord, for those who have come up through the Boys Brigade here and are leading lights, who are involved in ministry in this church. And to that we give you praise. We thank you, Lord, that you have been at work through this work. And we thank you, Lord, that you've brought boys to Christ through the ministry of those who have sacrificed time and sacrificed energy, Lord, to do that work. And we pray, dear God, that those that have taken a vow, made a vow of promise, we pray, dear God, that this company and its leaders may continue to know the blessing of God. May they know the peace of God and the power of God as they seek to exercise their ministry amongst these boys in these days. We do pray, Lord, for every boy. We ask, Lord, that each and every one of them may be conscious, Lord, of your work in their hearts through the ministry of the Boys Brigade, through Bible class, and through everything that they're in, every instruction that they're given. We pray that, O God, for captain and for officers alike, we pray that they may see the reward of their labor and see young men won for Jesus Christ. We pray for the young boys and the young men in this company. We pray, Lord, that they will take seriously the things of God. We pray that early in their lives, Lord, they will seek after the Savior if they haven't already done so. And Father, they in turn will become leaders of ministry and in service of King Jesus. We pray, dear Father, this incoming year might be greatly and richly blessed. And as a congregation, as we seek to support them, we pray, O God, that you will give us all the commitment and dedication that is needed and necessary, Lord, to see God working in these boys' lives. And so we commit each one to you, praying your blessing upon them. Meet every need, we pray, and grant, O God, that they may receive, Lord, their reward of serving King Jesus in the days that lie ahead and when they meet you face to face. We ask it in Christ's name and for his sake alone. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, Sharon.
If there's any preschool kids, there is Sunday school for them. That's not the right word. Out in the other hall, if you just want to go towards the back door, people will guide you. Thank you. Okay, so I'm going to invite the company section up for their singing now. Want to hear, boys? Please.
Israelites, chapter 12, verse 1. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come, and the years approach, you will say, I find no pleasure in them. Isaiah 44, verse 6. This is what the Lord says, Israel's King and Redeemer, the Lord Almighty, I am the first, I am the last. Apart from me, there is no God. Psalms chapter 19, verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Romans chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. Indeed, when the Gentiles who do not have the law do by nature things required by the law, they are the law for themselves, even though they do not have the law. They show that the requirements of the law are written on their hearts. Their consciences also bearing witnesses, and their thoughts sometimes accusing them, and at other times even defending them. Acts chapter 14, verse 17. Yet he has nothing left himself without testimony. He has shown kindness by giving you rain from the heaven and crops in their season. He provides you with plenty of food and fills your hearts with joy. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
Thank you, Ethan. It's now my great pleasure to welcome an old boy. Not saying you're old, but a former member of RBB, Phil Agnew, to come and do our epilogue. Thank you.
Good morning. Really, really nice to be back here in Abbots Cross Congregational Church. This church has very special memories for me, and especially here with the Tefnute Nobby Boys Brigade and the Youth Fellowship and the Youth Club. It really is a joy to be back in this church because it was here that I got my spiritual foundation. And so it really is lovely to be back amongst old friends, but it's also good to see some new faces as well. Now, some of the boys, you might know me. Some of the officers do, if you only ask them some stories. Well, but no, we'll not go there, Stuart Churro. But some of you boys might not know me. So because you don't know me, what would maybe be two questions you would ask me? What two questions would you ask me? Go ahead, son. What's my name? That's a good question. Yes, I'm going to tell you in a wee minute. What would be another question you would ask me? Oh, what age am I? I'm not telling you. What would be another two questions? Let's ask this young man. What size are my feet? Well, do you want to know something? They might fit in my mouth. That would be good, wouldn't it? Usually when you meet somebody, you ask them what their name is. And you might even, if you're a boy, you ask them what football team you support. So I'm going to tell you my name, and I'm going to tell you what football team I support. Is Philip Agnew, and I support the best team in Northern Ireland, Linfield. Who supports Linfield here? I see Matthew Snoddy's hand up. We all like to ask questions, don't we? And when we meet somebody, we might ask them what their name is. And we might ask other questions, what job do you do? And things like that. But you know, boys and parents here today as well, there is other questions that people ask This isn't working, is it? Do you know what? We'll go to this. People have asked questions down through the years. And here's some of the questions that people have asked. Who made God? That's a question that many people, even boys your age, and many adults have asked. Who made God? Other questions that people have asked. How do you know God exists? And hopefully these questions are going to come up in a wee minute. Another question that some people have asked. Why is there so much evil in this world? Why is there so many problems, not only here in Northern Ireland, but right across the world? Why is there so many problems? Why is there so much evil? Another question that people have asked, well, why is Jesus the only person that can deal with the problem of sin? Why is Jesus the only person that can get us to heaven? Well, let's answer the first question. I'm not answering this question. This is the Word of God answering this question. And it's found in Isaiah chapter 44, verse 6. And it says this: I am the first, and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. There's the answer to the question. God's always been here. God was here at the start, and God will be here at the end. God has always been here. I am the first. I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. There's the answer to a question. Who made God? But there's also another answer here in this verse, and we're still having technical problems, I see. But it says in Isaiah chapter 44, verse 6, it says this. At the end of that verse, besides me, there is no God. In other words, there's only one God. There's no other gods. People might make gods. People might create gods. But boys and adults here this morning, there is only one God. There's only one God. Let's look at the next question. How do you know that God exists? How do you know that God exists? Well, firstly, we know that God exists through creation. Anger boys, what sort of things has God made? Yeah. The earth. What's in the earth? Houses. All right. What else? People. We've all got breath in our lungs, don't we? God has created us. Remember your creator in the days of thy youth. What else has God made? He's made people. Fish. Do you have any goldfish in the house? No? Mommy, maybe we goldfish here, maybe. Who knows? What else? Go ahead. Angels. What else? Grass. Super. Okay. What about some of the bigger boys? Junior section. What things has God made? Okay. Elephants, animals, life, apples. Do you like apples? Do you like a big Granny Smith, do you? You ask your mum what a big Granny Smith is. Yes, God has created the sky. He's created the sea, the water. He's created the animals, little bugs. He's created people. That's how we know God exists. You know, in Psalm 19, verse 1, it says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. You see, when we look at the mountains, and when we look at the things in this world, we see that somebody has made those things. But isn't it sad that there are people who don't believe that? There are people who say, we came from monkeys. People will say the Big Bang Theory. People will say about evolution. But when we look at this world, we see that God has created. Who has a watch on their wrist? Who has a watch on their wrist? Adults can put their hands up as well, you know. Okay. Now, that clock had to be made. Somebody had to make that clock. They had to put the hands and the glass in. Had to put the battery in. They had to put that clock together. That clock just didn't sit on the ground one day and somebody say, change. Or it just didn't sit on the ground and go through a change, come together, end up in somebody's arm and somebody says, Philip, it's time to sit down. No. You see, young people and adults here today, somebody had to create that watch. Somebody with an intellect, somebody with a mind, somebody with a brain had to put the watch together. And so when we look at the world, when we see the beautiful Mourne Mountains, you know, God put that there. God created those mountains. God created the waters. Do you know there's valleys and mountains under the water? Who put that there? God. When we look at creation, when we look at the sky, when we look at the sea, when we see the birds, we know there's a God. Psalm 19, the heavens declare the glory of God. But let's move on very quickly. Is that working again, is it? Do you want to move it right on? We're way on, so we are. Keep going, keep going. Next slide. All that's been done. Keep going. Sound like a record here. But there are some of the things that God has created. Okay, move it on. So we know that when we look at creation, we know that God exists. But what about our conscience? What about our conscience? We all know what is right, and we all know what's wrong. We know when we're in trouble, don't we, boys? Yeah. I remember walking up the drill floor. James Luke was doing the drill. And I was left, right, up and down that sports hall. And I was messing about. I knew I was in trouble. I knew it was no tuck shop, James. You know when you're doing wrong. You know when you're doing right. We all have a conscience. We know when we're in trouble and we know when we're okay. Remember that, boys. When we think about our conscience, when we think about what is right and what is wrong, that points to a God as well. That points that God is in existence, that God is real. Because of our conscience, we know what's right and we know what's wrong. So creation, we know that God exists through creation. We know that God exists through our conscience. But we also know of God's care. Keep going, guys, to the back there. Keep going. Keep going. What's this on the screen? What's this on the screen? Go ahead. Excellent answer. This young man said, it's a little bird feeding its young. Isn't it wonderful how the little bird knows to feed its young? Isn't that lovely? Isn't it lovely to know that this little birdie knows to feed its young? It has a motherly instinct to take care of its young. You know, boys, isn't God good? And we've been singing today, and we've been listening to people at the front. God provides our food, doesn't he? We've been thinking of harvest, haven't we? Maybe in school or here in church. The farmers are out busy, plowing the fields, getting the crops in, bringing the food in. Food goes to the supermarket, and then we eat it. Isn't God good? God provides food. Just like this little bird's providing for its young. Your mommy and daddies are going to the shop and they're buying food. And they're providing food for you. Providing clothes for your back. Don't take that for granted. There are people all over this world who are starving. But boys, we are blessed here in Northern Ireland because we have food, we have families, we have clothes. Our God looks after us. Our God provides for us. We know that God exists because of creation, because of our conscience, but also because he takes care of us and he looks after us. Moving on there, please. Here's our next question, our third question. Why is there so much evil in the world? Why is there so many problems in the world? Well, does anybody know, any of the boys know who this is on the screen? Yeah. Adam and Eve. And that's where the problem started. You see, Adam and Eve were given the freedom of the garden. And they were allowed to eat off some of the trees. But there was one tree that God said, don't go near. Don't touch it. But you can eat off any other tree. You can eat off the land. You can eat off the other trees. But don't touch this tree. And you see, boys, Adam and Eve disobeyed God. And that was the start of the problem. Who plays dominoes? If I was to set up a domino here and go right down the aisle of the church, and if I flick the first domino, what happens? They all go down, don't they? Next one goes down. Next one goes down. Next one goes down. Next one goes down. Right out the door. And they keep falling. And they keep going down. Not what sin does. It's not what sin does. Adam and Eve fell. They let God down. They disobeyed God. And that was the start of the problems here on earth. Because sin then passed on to the next generation, on to the next generation, on to the next generation. And sin's a problem. Nobody teaches us to tell lies, do they? Nobody teaches us to have a bad temper with our mums and our dads, stomping our feet maybe. Nobody teaches us to have a bad thought. Nobody teaches us to use our hands in a wrong way. Nobody teaches us to use our feet in a wrong way. You see, we sin through our heads, through our lips, and through our hands. We let God down. The Bible says that we all fall short of what God expects. You see, God and his law has taught us boys and adults here as well. The law teaches us how we should live. But you see, young people and adults here this morning, we all fall short of the standard of living that God has set down for us. Because we have all broken God's commandments. That's why there's so much evil in the world. Because we all have sin. And I've heard people say, I don't think sometimes people want to be classed as a sinner. People don't want to hear that they have a problem of sin. Because they think that if they say they don't have any sin, they're not accountable to God. Everyone in this church this morning is accountable to God. Whether you like it or not, you are a sinner. That's not me saying that. That's God's word. We all have the problem of sin. And whether you believe in God or whether you don't believe in God, you still have the problem of sin. Whether you like it or not, you're still accountable to God. Why is there so much evil in the world? It's because of sin. But if I was to leave it there this morning, and if we were all to go out the doors, that would be a bad message, wouldn't it? That would be a sad message. We would all leave a bit discouraged, a bit despondent. But here's the wonderful news. What's happening in a few months' time? Christmas. Super. I'm afraid they ask you that. What are you, okay, go on, tell me. What are you getting? What are you getting? You're getting what? Limping shirt. Do you hear that? Yeah. Presents. Getting lots of gifts. It's nice to get different gifts, isn't it? It's nice to get presents. It's nice to spend time with family. And I love my dinner as well. It's great. But that's not what Christmas is all about. Christmas is about this little baby coming into the world to save sinners. Jesus is the reason for the season. That's what Christmas is about. And this little baby came into the world to die for our sins. He died on that cross so that you and I could get to heaven. You see, Jesus was different. His birth was different. He didn't have sin. And he was born into this world because he wanted to go to the cross for you boys and for everybody else in this church this morning. He wanted to come into this world to die for you. He didn't come just to do good things. Yes, he did do great things. He healed people. He did great miracles. But that's not why Jesus came. Jesus came to get you to heaven. To get you to heaven. And Jesus is the only person that can get you to heaven. Putting your money in the offering plate, that's not how you get to heaven. Coming to church will not get you to heaven. Pastor Galanders won't get you to heaven. Jesus is the only way. He was perfect. He was sinless. He was holy. He was set apart. He was different. And that's why Jesus is the only person that can get you to heaven. But here's the wonderful news. He has risen. He has defeated sin and he has defeated death. That's why he can get you to heaven this morning. Is it not a wonderful assurance this morning? Is it not a wonderful news? We often hear bad news, but it's not great news this morning. That Jesus can get you to heaven. No matter what problems you face in life, no matter how deep into sin that you are, no matter how good you think you are, no matter how bad you think you are, Jesus can save you where you are. Because Jesus says, come. Come on to me. Bring your problems. Bring your sin. Bring it all to me and I will save you. And here's a wonderful promise from his word. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Isn't God good? We need to be thankful this morning that we have a great, not only a great creator, but a great savior. Who has conquered death, has conquered sin, and he is the only one that could get us to heaven because he's the perfect Son of God. So here's the question this morning. Move it on there, please. Keep going. Keep going there, guys. As we have looked this morning at questions that people ask, as we have looked at the Word of God this morning, and we have looked at some of these questions. Who made God? How do you know God exists? Well, through creation, conscience, God's care, providing for us. We've looked at why is there so much evil in the world? Well, we know that's sin. Why is Jesus the only person that can get you to heaven? Because he was a perfect Son of God. As we have looked at those questions this morning very briefly, I wonder what your view of God is this morning, boys. What is your view of God this morning, the rest of the congregation? Who is God to you? Is he just something in the sky? Is he maybe just something like a swear word to you? Is he maybe something that he was maybe a man years ago? Who is God to you? What does God mean to you today? Do you acknowledge today that he's the creator God? Do you acknowledge today that he's the all-powerful one? Do you acknowledge today that he's the almighty one? Do you acknowledge today that he is your savior? So let me ask you a question as I close this morning. Are you saved? Are you? Have you turned from your sins and have you trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ? And I'm hearing lovely replies at the front here. Not good to know that some of these boys are saved. But what about the rest of the boys? What about the rest of the congregation here this morning? Are you saved? Stop making excuses, friends. Stop putting it off. Stop making excuses that there is no God. There is a God. We've looked at that this morning. What does Jesus mean to you this morning? Can you honestly say this morning that he's your Savior? That he's the one you live for? That he's the one you wake up for in the morning? Friends, only you can answer that question. Only you know if you're saved or not. I trust this morning that as we leave this church building, I trust that if you haven't got saved, that you will ask the Lord Jesus Christ to be King of your life and Lord of your life. Boys, let me leave that first with you again in Ecclesiastes. Remember your Creator in the days of thy youth. Amen.
Thank you very much, Phil. Well done, boys. You sat brilliantly through that and listened really well. So you did. This is our final hymn, and at the end of it, can I just ask you all to remain standing for the return of the colours and the national anthem? Thank you. Just stand, please.
Oh,
Let's all bow together in prayer. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for your speaking voice in this gathering. We thank you, Lord, for the fact that you exist, that you speak to us today. You show us your love. You show us the evidence of that love in the giving of your Son. And we pray that none of us will miss, none of us will ignore, none of us will reject your speaking voice to our hearts today. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, our Heavenly Father, and the presence, the blessing of the Spirit of God speaking to our hearts, rest, abide, and remain with us, each one, now and until Jesus comes or calls. We ask it in Christ's name. Amen.
To remain in the seats till we get the boys out and back at the hall, and then you can collect them from over there, please. Thank you.